And boy, are we going to have opinions today.
Do we?
Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on my favorite two radio stations in the entire nation. Of course, 1400 AM KSBT in surprisingly sunny Sandpoint today.
Isn't it, though?
A beautiful day.
It's like a spring. Like a springtime Sandpoint day.
I even like this temperature. It's nice. And also 1450 AM KBFI and always beautiful Bonner's Ferry, as well as we can be heard on 97.1 FM and anytime, anywhere at NorthIdahoRadio.com. And you can listen to archive shows. So say you missed Barbara Carpenter's show yesterday, but you heard about it, you want to hear it, you can go in the archives and whenever you want, just check it out.
Occasionally, too, we do our shows as a two-part series. So if you missed the first or the second part and you're wondering what we were talking about, you had to know what our top one was.
And before we came on the air just now, we were talking about how today's subject just might turn into a two-part series.
It could.
There's a lot to talk about.
Yes.
It's Wednesday, North Idaho, Hump Day. I'm Bob Witte, but it's time for yet another award-winning caliber edition of Ricky's Top 10, one of our favorite top 10 local top 10 radio programs in North Idaho. Think about that. In fact, it may very well be the only one now that I think about it. Anyway, we've been doing these top 10 lists for over 5 years now. We celebrated our fifth year anniversary on the Super Bowl show a little while back. Believe it or not, that's a lot of lists, and that's 5 years of a lot of top 10 lists. Amongst those lists, there have been several food-oriented lists, things like favorite snack foods. We had Marie with on favorite comfort foods. We've done that a couple times. Favorite ice cream flavors. Let's see. We had favorite breakfast cereals, favorite barbecue meats, so on and on and on. All delicious stuff. But one subject that we haven't covered yet is the negative aspect of certain foods. So today, we're going to talk about things that give you the runs. I'm just kidding.
Literally everything.
I'm just joking. Today, we're going to take a look at our top 10 least favorite foods. Huh? And as many as you know, each week, we strive to bring in an expert guest host. So today, we welcome in well-known chef, foodie, and food writer for the Sandpoint Reader, Marcia Pilgrim. Marcia, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. Howdy. Hi.
It's great to have you here, and we'll talk about your article in a few moments, too, and stuff like that. But before we get to our top 10 for today, a couple things to pass along. Great news for Sandpoint seniors and people who like to hang out at the Senior Center. They have reopened this week for in-house dining starting last Monday. Of course, we're in phase three here in Idaho. They are limited to 40 people.
So you have to reserve ahead of time.
You absolutely do. Yes. You cannot just show up.
We're still doing home delivery as well, though.
And the grab-and-go
lunches. Yes, exactly.
So you can order your grab-and-go, pull in, grab it, and go. Or you, if you're one of the first 40 to phone in and make your reservation for tomorrow, for example, call and reserve at your seat. Walk-ins, again, will not be accommodated. Grab-and-go is continuing, as we just said, and you can call them anytime at 263-6860. Last Thursday, I had my last guest was our good friend Nancy Dooley, and she was representing the local nonprofit 101 Women. Well, they have a bunch of money they want to give away to nonprofits, and so right now is the time to fill out your grant application. It's easy to do, and then there'll be a presentation in front of the 101 women, and you could be the winner. They do it every spring and every fall. So check it out at 101womensandpoint.org more information. 101womensandpoint.org. And the folks at Sandpoint Online want to remind you that it's just about spring and these warmer, slightly warmer temperatures, but we're getting longer evenings as it is daylight savings time. Believe it or not, springing ahead this weekend, they're saying get outside and go for a walk. Great views, great walks along Lake Ponderay, Cabinet Mountains, Ponderay Bay Trail, of course.
I would recommend and be careful of natural paths because the mud is quite deep and it could potentially lead to a lot more repair on the path than they had.
So there's the Dover bike path or just out to Dover, do the dog walk
Across
or
the
Sand Creek Byway bike path is a great walk and protected from the wind, mostly. So you can go to Sandpoint Online Hiking and Mountain Biking Trails Guide for more information.
Nice.
Yeah. So Ricky's here, and we are going to be, Marcia's here with us. We are going to be talking about our top 10 least favorite foods. So like I said, there's going to be some opinions being splashed around this room, and we're going to get to that right after this.
Jason, a COVID survivor from Twin Falls.
I honestly didn't take COVID seriously. I felt a mask wouldn't really protect me. Then I got sick. It completely knocked me out. I was out for weeks. My family was terrified. COVID isn't just a flu. COVID is no joke. Now I choose to wear a mask to protect myself and protect others. So hopefully other Idahoans don't have to experience what I did.
Learn more at one.idaho.gov.
It's tax time again, and keeping up with the ever-changing tax laws can be a chore. Rhodes Tax Service in Bonners Ferry has been providing professional tax service for 35 years. Rhodes Tax Service will give you a one-on-one consultation for individual and business tax preparation. They'll help you understand what is going on with your taxes and what changes must be made this year. If you need the guidance of an experienced tax professional, Rhodes Tax Service is here to help. They provide electronic filing, direct deposit, or you can use the Walmart Money Card. To find out more about what they can do to help you, call Rhodes Tax Service today at 208-267-1040 or 1-888-788-1040. Or if you prefer, you can stop by their office just off of Highway 95, one block north of Super One Foods in Bonners Ferry. They also offer a website for payroll at w4payroll.com. Rhodes Tax Service wishes you a great year, and they hope to see you soon. Rhodes Tax Service, 208-267-1040.
Hey, bud, you got any change?
What for?
Playing Frogger.
Oh, man, I loved Frogger.
Yeah.
So where's the big retro arcade game?
Oh, I just need some coinage to scratch this.
All right, here you go.
Oh, thanks. Okay.
Oh, you completely lost it.
Actually, I just won.
Really?
Yep.
Play Idaho Lottery's Frogger scratch game and win up to 50 grand. Game on.
Benefiting Idaho Public Schools and Buildings. Play Wise.
Mr. Rogers said, look for the helpers. Can always find people who are helping. Thank you to all the first responders who put their lives in danger to help us when my brothers and sisters need them. We look out for the helpers because they look out for us.
Learn how you can help first responders by texting BRAVE to 24365.
Great spring savings are going on at Bi-Mart with our Spring Fever Savings Book out now. There's 16 pages packed full of fantastic savings for everything you need on your spring shopping list. From everything you need to work on your house, car, or truck, to great deals on fishing supplies and apparel, and name brand TVs on sale and even treats for your pets. These Spring Fever savings are going on now until March 16th, so get them while they last. Bi-Mart, employee-owned, real value, every day.
KBFI, KSPT, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. It is Ricky's Top 10 for this week here on North Idaho's radio, our Wednesday show, North Idaho Hump Day. Top 10 Least Favorite Foods. Our special guest chef is Marcia Pilgrim from, well, she's a food writer. She's a travel agent, has her own agency, world famous for traveling to Ireland in particular. So next week, next Wednesday, is the single greatest holiday, in my opinion, of the entire year. St. Patrick's Day.
It's in the top 10.
I'd put up my St. Patrick's Day tree and the presents for all the grandkids and stuff. No, I'd take them to McDuff's. We'd drink beer. But we'll have your favorite top 10 Irish recipes. I'm really interested.
My favorite holiday as well.
Ah, great.
You'd be a good company.
Be the perfect guest for next week. But this week, it's our least favorite foods. And, you know, people are weird about food. I mean, some people like foods that other people absolutely love.
True.
One of the things I've never understood or really quite, well, there's a lot of food phobias. You know, there might be something that you tasted once when you're a little kid and just never went back. Mm-hmm. For me, that's curry. I just don't know why. And most people love curry. But my favorite joke about food phobias is You want to hear this?
Yeah.
Okay. Guy goes into a restaurant, sits down, the server comes over, he asks if there's any specials. She says, yes, we have a chicken tongue. And he goes, chicken tongue? That's disgusting. I would never, ever eat anything that comes out of a chicken's mouth.
Mm-hmm.
She goes, yeah, well, okay, what'll you have then? He goes, I'll just give me a couple eggs.
Oh.
So, but that's just somebody's perception on food. It exactly. won't come out of the mouth, but it can come out of something else much more disgusting. And one of those foods that some people don't even notice, like in their Mexican food mainly, or really like, and other people cannot stand, cilantro.
Mm-hmm.
And it, to them, and we have several friends who can attest to this, to them it tastes like soap.
Yeah.
I don't get that. I was
Me neither.
Born and raised on Mexican food, and it tastes great to me.
Too.
But
in
I looked
Asian
it up.
Too.
Yeah.
14% of people in the United States swear that cilantro tastes like soap. I don't know what that is all about.
I don't get it.
Yeah. So just little things like that, and things like when they started making Hawaiian pizza. So you were raised all these years just eating pizza with regular pizza toppings, and all of a sudden it's fruit.
Pineapple belongs in Hawaii.
I agree. Fruit doesn't belong in food, if you ask me, but I do eat
okay,
bananas.
We'll talk about
I do
this.
Eat bananas,
yeah,
but
yeah.
But pineapple on pizza, for a lot of people, that's no good. Other people, that's their favorite pizza. It's
mm-hmm.
just it's just the way it goes. So you just never know.
Yeah. Lori Shook just gets pineapple on pizza. That's her pizza. It's just cheese and pineapple.
Really?
Yeah.
I've never heard of that. I have one other thing that I thought was really gross. It's an honorable mention on my list. Is your grandfather
yes.
loved head cheese.
Gross.
I remember once we asked, it was, hey, we're putting together like deli tray. It was like for Christmas afternoon lunch or whatever. And he brought over head cheese and you were just little and you're looking at it going, what the hell is that stuff moving? What? And yeah, I could not put it in my mouth. And Marcia, you're the foodie here, the professional one. Is that still a thing? Do they sell head cheese?
They do sell head cheese. You don't see it much around here. But you would find it in delis, in New York, especially around Europe, lots of head cheese.
Mm-hmm. And it is parts of the calf's head.
Well, when you boil the head and you pick off the little bits of meat and then you make a sausage type out of it, press it, and some people would pack it back in the heads. But
right.
some just put it in.
So I've lost my appetite now.
Well.
But anyway, I was just curious about that. So usually we start with we all have our own lists, and we could take our time on this. We may have to make this a part one and part two. We'll just have to see how it goes. But we'll start with my number 10, and it's something that to be honest with you, I've never eaten because I just can't imagine eating oysters. I know Marcia's looking at me. What are you, from Mars? And, well, as a matter of fact, I am. But I love clams and all kinds of seafood. I have no problem with shellfish whatsoever, anything like that. But oysters, I have a question. They just look all snotty and slimy. And I always wonder, people, like, they look like they're just swallowing them and not chewing them. So it's not really like eating. What is it all about?
Well, first of all, let me say with a great amount of pride that last week I had oysters shipped in and taught my 13-year-old grandson how to shuck them.
Wow.
I did one. He did 11.
Wow.
So it's a real rite of passage. You don't want to bite into an oyster.
Okay.
And the taste and the experience and the enjoyment is once you shuck it and you want to save the juice that's in the shell with the oyster. And then you put it into your mouth. You don't swallow it right away, but you kind of savor it around the roof of your mouth, your palate, before you swallow it. And it just, a good fresh oyster is, there's nothing better.
So you don't choke on it? It just goes down your throat?
It just goes right down.
Yeah, none of this is selling oyster for me.
It just leaves
oyster
you wanting
juice.
More.
For me, and I have another phobia, is that I've had five operable procedures on my throat because my esophagus shrinks, and so it needs to be stretched. I am scared to death of trying to swallow an oyster because it's
right
not
going
to go anywhere.
And they're quite popular in Ireland. I could bring some next week for... you could give one a try.
Sure. Oh, is that Wednesday? I'm sick next Wednesday.
Oh, shoot.
No, I'm just kidding. No, I've never really been in... How do you prepare it when you had those oysters last week?
Just raw, just fresh on the half shell. Mm-hmm. make a little bit of horseradish or mignon sauce, a little bit of that. You can make a slush out of champagne, a little teaspoon of that on it. Wonderful.
And you know, it's been psychologically proven that you don't digest them. They sit in your stomach for... ever. Like
psychologically proven? That sounds about
psychologically
right.
Proven. Yeah. That's my conspiracy theory. Marcia, do you have another 10?
You want to know something so interesting?
Yes.
It's Ricky, oysters?
When you called me, I thought, oh my goodness, because you know, a lot of my CVs or bios, the first line says, I never met a bite of food I didn't like.
Oh no.
Oh.
And then I was telling my daughter, Ryan, and she said, that's absolutely not true, Mother. And then she reminded me of some of the things I don't like to eat. Ooh. But she said, does potluck count? Because
yeah.
She said, the problem with you is you don't like to eat other people's food.
That's
true. But one of the things I really do not care for in baking or on bread or anywhere near my vegetables is margarine. Margarine's really just yellow-colored Crisco. And it's so greasy and unpalatable.
And why? I mean, why margarine? Why not just butter?
Butter, that's right.
But sometimes
you go
good.
Butter is so good.
Yeah.
But sometimes you'll go to a restaurant that doesn't have butter, they have margarine. I don't know why. Or in someone's home, and I try to be polite. And that's why 90% of the time I've learned to eat dry toast.
Wow. I actually like dry toast because I like to put mustard on my toast more than anything. Mm. Yeah.
But so did margarine...
I saw that face.
Did margarine come out because they believed a long time ago that butter was not good for your arteries and stuff?
That's right. And we proved them wrong, Bob.
Yes.
Proved them wrong.
So butter is better.
Butter is better.
Good one. Ricky, yes. Number 10.
My number 10 is a pretty, it's a pretty broad generalization. And I bet you both will totally agree with me 100% on this. Meat. I don't like flesh. I haven't eaten it in about 21 years. It's just not for me.
I haven't eaten meat in 21 minutes.
Sure.
Same. You
know. No, I love everything about meat. Breakfast meat, lunch meat, barbecue is my jam.
Yeah.
I mean, you know me, that's what I do.
Exactly.
All winter long.
Yeah. No, it's one of those things. First of all, I wanted to point out, this is the first food list that I've ever made for any occasion that I did not have a cocktail on. So I just want to point this as historical.
Because there's no cocktails you don't like?
Exactly. I actually don't like spicy cocktails, come to think of it. But that's a whole other show. But then I also just wanted to point out that, like, I was never a big meat eater. Even as kids, I never ate steak. You're famous for your tri-tip, and I never really ate tri-tip. Was eating just like chicken and turkey for a few years before I went full vegetarian. And then one day I sliced into a chicken breast and there's a huge vein in it. And that was the day I was just like, nope, I'm done with this. Never happening again. And then I didn't eat meat anymore.
I thought it was my cooking.
It is, definitely.
My youngest daughter and one of my, and a 10-year-old grandson are both vegetarians. And I'm very respectful. I keep separate utensils for them and everything. But, my daughter did say if she ever succumbs to meat, it will be Mama's pot roast.
Yeah. And that's why it would be Bob Witte's turkey chili is my absolute favorite, the thing I miss. But he makes me vegetarian chili now. So
the thing I don't understand is how can, I mean, I respect vegetarians, totally get it. A couple of years when I was in college, I didn't eat meat till one day I went home to my parents' house and my dad was barbecuing beef ribs. I just remember walking down the driveway smelling that going, I am so hungry. It's been years. But I don't see how you could resist the smell of bacon in the morning.
Oh, I don't like bacon. I just don't.
Seriously, the greatest thing.
Nothing about it sounds good, smells good. It's not my thing.
We're going to take another break so Ricky and I can have a little heart-to-heart about bacon. Marcia Pilgrim's our expert chef, celebrity chef guest today. It's our top 10 least favorite foods. We'll continue with it right after this.
When life throws you a curveball, your P1FCU debit account can help keep you moving. P1FCU Perks, powered by Bazing, offers great features like money-saving discounts, cell phone protection, roadside assistance, and cash back. This card saves you money. Does your debit card do that? P1FCU, a Pacific Northwest original since 1938. Only available with P1FCU Preferred debit accounts. Insured by NCUA.
The Pondere Winery is coming into March like a lion this year by offering our recent gold medal winning 2019 Cabernet Sauvignon as our wine of the month. This beautiful wine demonstrates a true taste of Washington fruit from three uniquely different parts of the state, harmoniously blended together to create a party for your taste buds. As always, our talented kitchen staff continues to turn out delicious bites that pair perfectly with all of our wine offerings. We're open Tuesday through Sunday, 12 to 8, and all of the month's events and music can be found on our website at peelwine.com. Come taste the passion at the Pondere Winery.
Does your car sit outside while your extra things live in your garage? Do you fight to find places for your treasures? Are you looking for ways to make a move less hectic? Consider Sandpoint Smart Storage. Secure storage units will conveniently house your goods until you need them. With great customer service, 24-hour Bluetooth access, and online renting, Sandpoint Smart Storage has the answer to your space needs. Call Sandpoint Smart Storage at 208-627-5577 or find us online at sandpointsmartstorage.com.
Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. Hop on the spot stop nearest you. Hours are 6:30 a.m. to 6:30 p.m. with 40 stops 7 days per week serving Dover, Sandpoint, Kootenai, and Pondere. The map, schedule, and live bus tracking is available at spotbus.org. They are following FTA cleaning guidelines, keeping spot passengers and drivers safe. Again, visit spotbus.org to see spot schedules, map, and bus tracker. Selkirk's Pondere Transit is your convenient and free local bus transportation. See you on spot.
Being a teenager is tough. There's the constant pressure to be liked.
Endless worrying about college.
Cyberbullying, high expectations, all the negativity.
There's no question. Being a teenager is tough. And what do Idaho's teens do when they want to block out the noise and clear their head?
We play! Yeah!
Research shows that teenagers who participate in high school sports have lower stress levels, more confidence, and greater self-esteem. And then there's the biggest benefit of all.
High school sports are fun.
Not just fun.
They're a lot of fun.
Encourage your teenagers to participate in a sport or activity when they go to high school. They'll stress less and smile more. And they'll be laying the foundation for a happier, healthier future.
This message presented by the Idaho High School Activities Association and the Idaho Athletic Administrators Association.
North Idaho's Radio, KSPT and KBFI.
All right. We are back. Ricky's top 10 for this week, top 10 least favorite foods. We're at my number 9, and I have nothing against any kind of canned fish. Sardines are okay. I don't buy them anymore. I used to a long time ago, but anchovies. You know, we talked about pineapple on pizza. I remember going out when I was younger, you know, for beer and pizza, and somebody would occasionally order anchovies on the pizza, and I was like, dude, you just ruined it. I mean, it's just, ew. Marcia's looking at me like, hey, you are from Mars, aren't you? I just don't like, I think anchovies ruin pizza.
I've never eaten an anchovy in my life.
What about a Caesar salad? You cannot have a proper Caesar salad without
but
anchovies.
You don't picture it. It's not so overpowering in a Caesar salad. It tastes like garlic-ish.
And saltish.
Saltish, yes. But it doesn't really taste like anchovies to me. But not like it does on pizza.
Sure.
So that's my number 9.
What about right out of the jar?
Nope. Not doing it.
Yeah. I agree. I support you in this.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Marcia, you're number 9?
Well, once again, maybe it's more of the preparation. I did mention, my daughter reminds me of all these things. Mother, you're incorrect again when I say there's things I just don't eat. Cold pudding.
What?
I grew up with hot chocolate pudding. On Sundays, my mother would make homemade hot chocolate pudding, and she would drop a little scoop of ice cream in it for us. And then, so delicious. Then I would go to school, and the lunchroom nuns would schlep out trays of cold chocolate pudding.
Yeah.
And I can't put a spoonful of cold pudding to my mouth because I can only eat my mother's hot chocolate pudding.
And I feel like you were spoiled in this because I could literally eat any kind of pudding anytime. I love pudding.
Old pudding. Look at me. It just gave me goosebumps.
Wow.
And probably the one that the nuns were serving you. And trust me, I only went to Catholic schools growing up, so I've had my share of nuns. It was probably the processed, prepackaged pudding, which would taste horrible compared to your mother's homemade pudding. So,
yeah.
Yeah, I understand.
I get it. But there are also very good, like Trader Joe's has a dark chocolate pudding that I could eat the whole pint of. It's so good.
I can eat mousse, but I need a lot of whipped cream and
yeah.
egg folded into
sure.
it before I can partake.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting. My number nine is along those same lines. It's just not good unless you've had the absolute best. So I was very spoiled. We grew up on a small beach town on the central coast of California, and there was a place that had hats on the ceilings, and they would catch a fish and then fry it and serve it to you. All as fresh could be. And then we moved here and I tried to eat fish and I was like, no, this is not what fish tastes like. And I stopped at 7 years old eating seafood. And I still haven't had any to this day. So seafood is my number nine. Yeah.
Well, it's true. When you were a infant,
yes.
when you lived there, and if we had nothing to barbecue or whatever on Sunday, for example, I would literally walk the block to the pier, go to the end of the pier, catch five or six red snappers, and within the hour, we're eating them. And yeah, fish is not going to taste the same to you as it does and been dead less than an hour. So that is pretty spoiled.
Yeah, so I just never went back after that. I did when I was in Bali, I ate a soft-shelled crab once, and that was the last seafood that I've eaten, and that was about 5 years ago now. So, yeah.
Interesting. My number eight, thanks for asking. And I know you'll both disagree with this, but ever since I was a little kid to this day, I have this thing about the smell of Brussels sprouts. I just can't do it.
I disagree.
I just, when somebody's cooking it, even with bacon, which your old roommate Joey was doing the last time I smelled it, I just, there's something about it just turns my stomach. My mom used to make it for us nine little kids all the time, and you'd have nine little kids going, nope, mom, for the 100th time, we're not eating this. We just can't, I just, there's something about the smell of it, and I'm sure it's super good and super good for you, but I just, I can't do it.
I love Brussels sprouts. Roasted Brussels sprout with a little balsamic on it. It's super good.
Roasted or raw, just chopped in a salad with other cabbages, some mandarin oranges.
Some shaved Brussels on a salad. Super good.
Little mayo.
Mm-hmm.
Put that on next week's menu too, Bob.
Yeah. It'll smell great in here. Brussels sprouts
it's and oysters. Yeah, I better bring a bucket.
For all your leftovers.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Marsha, you're number eight. Please change the subject.
My number eight is Miracle Whip. And I just think there should be a law against Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
I'm a mayo girl, preferably homemade, but
so
I don't see any point in Miracle Whip.
What is it? I mean, what?
That is a damn good question. It's near the mayonnaise in the grocery store, but
it's a miracle.
It's like a processed white. It has vinegar in it, and maybe a little mayonnaise oil.
Sure.
It's just it's a tangy variation substitute-like thing for mayonnaise, I guess. Some people put it on sandwiches.
Right.
But it's got a
I don't know that
very
I've ever,
peculiar taste.
I know I've never purchased it.
Miracle Whip.
I don't think I've ever tasted it. If I did, it was by accident.
Right.
But anything called a miracle sounds like it was man-made by Monsanto or something.
Exactly.
Miracle Whip.
Yeah.
Yes.
People will only usually have one or the other in their household.
Really?
Mm-hmm. And I have had disappointed clients before because I've made a salad, potato salad, egg salad or something, and they'd only ever used Miracle Whip.
Interesting. I mean, it's sort of like the age-old Twizzlers or Red Vines debate. Like, you can't like mayonnaise and Miracle Whip. It's
only
one
Red
or
Vines.
The other. No, Twizzlers, obviously. Come on.
I'm with the Red Vine crowd here.
What?
Only red, though. I can't
Derek,
black.
Where do you weigh in on the... Nope, he's on the phone. Dang it. All right, my number eight is a tie, actually, because I couldn't decide which one I disliked the least. They're pretty much about the same on my disliking scale. As a vegetarian, people always try to substitute tofu for things, and that's not a substitution for anything. It is a weird gelatinous texture. I don't like it. It has no flavor. I'm not a tofu girl. You can prepare it, sauce it up, and, you know, broil it, do all the things that you can do to make tofu crispy and delicious, but it's still so processed by the time it tastes good that it's not worth it to me. I just would rather not eat tofu. And I almost feel the same about a creamy pasta sauce. I've never met a creamy pasta sauce that I've liked. It's just always too, the pasta's heavy enough. I like a light red sauce.
You haven't tasted mine.
Exactly.
Bring some next week.
Yes, yeah.
Would you like that on the Brussels sprouts or the oyster?
Right next to the Guinness, because you're in charge of beard, too, yeah. Next week. Yeah, you know, tofu is coming up later on my list, probably nice. Next week or 2 weeks from now. Mm-hmm. I've just never understood it. Your sister, Jen, who's a pseudo vegetarian. She's a vegetarian
until
she comes home and eats bacon or barbecue. But she eats a lot of tofu. I've just never understood. I can't get it down my throat. It's bean curd.
Yeah.
Bean curd. It's like, why?
Exactly.
Marcia, what's the process with,
how do you make tofu?
You just keep pressing it. Yeah, it's.
You throw it away?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
No, like tofu tacos is like, I would.
It's pointless. And that's the thing too, is that like often you'll go to a restaurant that is a heavy meat restaurant, like say the Hydra. The only thing they have on the menu that's vegetarian is a creamy pasta. And it's just too heavy and gross. And it's that same thing where it's like, sometimes you're stuck. You either get tofu or pasta. And it's like,
Instead of tofu, why don't you just substitute beans? Why don't you just have pinto beans or chili beans or refried beans?
Yeah. I agree.
So I don't know.
Or green beans. They're the Hydra staple menu for 25 years.
Oh, I miss
love
the Hydra.
Love the Hydra. And just, if you're listening there, I really miss the salad bar. Totally get it that you can't do it, but maybe someday.
I dream about the Hydra salad bar.
I remember when they took it away once before a few years ago. And let me tell you that I just took my double vaccinated 2 weeks ago self to the Hydra for the first time in a year.
Good for you.
Liver. I had liver.
Oh, that's coming up on my list too.
Yeah.
So good.
I have a story about liver at the Hydra actually. But let's keep going.
Marcia, you're the food writer for the Sandpoint Reader. How long have you been doing that?
I've been doing that for 5 years.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. And how did that come about? And where do you get your ideas from? And are you being guided in any direction? Or is it totally freelance? Or tell us about it.
No, the boys pretty much cut me loose. Actually, I have a lot of heart and soul for the Reader. My youngest daughter, who's not so young anymore, wrote for the Reader when they first came out, the very first time.
My oldest daughter, Jen, wrote The Woman on the Street.
And, you know, I just love being on the staff. I love trying to help make it a success. It's kind of fun. I have a fairly good following now, I guess, because I get a lot of recipe requests. And Zach has a perfect eye, so he usually catches anything I have omitted or overlooked.
Nice.
It just kind of has been a transition. I do Zoom cooking classes.
Oh, good.
I do a lot of food things that just all tie together. And this is fun. This is the first time I've ever got to talk about what I don't like.
Yeah. And it's fun for me as I've always cooked a lot, but I've never been a big recipe person until this has been my COVID thing, as I've gotten really into indoor plants and cooking. And then so therefore following other people's recipes. So I always look forward to Thursdays to read your latest recipe and see if it's something I want to try. With that having been said, give us a peek at what's being published tomorrow?
I will. And first I want to mention that one of the things that's been wonderful for my family, because people come to my house, can I have that recipe? I have to deconstruct it. I don't do measuring much.
Yeah.
And but I'm learning to, so that I, you know, have enough recipes now to compile for a cookbook. Tomorrow's recipe, crazy enough, has mayo, not Miracle Whip. But this was a recipe that was a favorite of one of my really wealthy clients. She gave me the recipe, and some of the Southern food, I don't want to offend any Southerners, but, you know, some of the recipes are a little bit different than we might find here, not always the freshest ingredients. But this is a delicious Southern tomato and basil pie.
Oh.
And one of the ingredients that cannot be substituted, it will ruin it, I've tried everything, is mayonnaise.
Interesting.
And it's a beautiful pie. It's tasty. We also tried making it this week without the crust for those who might be keto or carb. Then you can load it on bread, so go figure. It's pretty tasty.
I have a question for you. So I've kind of been going through the same thing you just mentioned, where I've always cooked by smell and that looks right, you know, mainly smell. And I've never written anything down. And kids are always asking me for a recipe. So this winter I started trying to write things down. So I'm actually measuring the paprika and I'm measuring the salt. It's like, I don't know. Do you find that that's difficult for you as, you know, cooking by feel? And now, well, maybe one half a teaspoon of salt wasn't quite right. And you've already made the whole soup or whatever.
I do. I still, you know, I'm just a taste and go sort of person. And I think one of the things I learned, you know, I was a chef on private rail cars for 10 years, going from one altitude to another, elevations, the recipes, none were the same. You know, an artichoke in Colorado takes twice as long to cook as an artichoke in Florida and things like that. I think that was part of why I didn't use recipes so much. So now I really have tried to develop, you know, the time and patience is what it's really about. And I dump some in. A lot of times I dump what I think it would be into an empty bowl, and then I measure it back, write it down.
That makes sense.
Gotcha.
This is why I don't cook, because all of this gives me so much anxiety. I need exact, this is why I like baking. I need exact measurements, and then you can splurge on things like the spices. But I need to know how something is cooked and for exactly how long. Otherwise, I am way too anxious. A lot of recipes say cook until it's done. And that just, I can't, it makes my head explode.
See, and that's what I want to say. I always, it's hard to get it all committed onto paper. And most of the recipes, Zach's very good at telling me, you know, I might have left out a step or it doesn't make sense. But it's really hard to get it all on paper for the readers. And
yeah. Well, you do a great job.
Thanks, so.
Look forward to that. Also look forward to the last 10-15 minutes of the show. We're going to get our final break out of the way. It's Ricky's Top 10 for this week. Marcia Pilgrim's our very special celebrity guest host, and we're doing our top 10 least favorite foods. We'll get to number 6 right after this.
Since 1990, Brown's Northside Machine and Gear has been your local diesel and heavy equipment expert serving the logging, trucking, and construction industry. They're now a mobile oil dealer. Plus, they offer the latest in mud flap hangers and a new line of Optronics lighting. Call Brown's today at 263-4643 or stop by the shop located on Triangle Drive behind the Bonner Mall. Their ASC Certified Master Mechanics can help keep your equipment on the road all year long. Open from 7 to 5 weekdays and Saturdays until 1. Brown's Northside Machine and Gear.
The seasons are beginning to change, and warmer weather is definitely on its way. Now's the time to think about your spring projects, both inside and out. At Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware, their expanded hardware department has you covered for your upcoming projects, and you can get everything you need with their curbside pickup. So make a list and head over to Sandpoint Superdrug and Ace Hardware today. They're open 7 days a week on Fifth Avenue in Sandpoint, helping their neighbors for over 40 years. Sandpoint Superdrug.
Have you visited Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet lately? They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, and they now stock ammo and knives as well. Of course, Grunberg Schloss carries U.S. and world coins and paper money, gold and silver, bullion, jewelry, and more. Open Monday through Friday from 10 to 5 on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Call 208-263-6060. Grunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet, 263-6060.
Super One Foods in Sandpoint is now hiring in all departments. Great jobs starting at $12 an hour. Apply online at superonefoods.net. Super One Foods continues to go to great lengths to keep their customers safe with constant cleaning and other safety measures. For your convenience, try their shop online service. Just place your order online and set the time for pickup. Your personal shopper will have your groceries ready for you and bring them out to your car. It's that simple. Go to superonefoods.net and shop online today.
Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria is a new restaurant in downtown Bonner's Ferry, across from the post office. Elba serves the national dish of El Salvador, pupusas. Pupusas are gluten-free corn flour stuffed with a mix of pork, cheese, beans, and spinach. She also has chicken and pork tamales. Jay serves a great American menu. Macaroni salad, BLTs, guacamole and chips, steak burritos, garlic goat cheese lamb burgers, rice pudding, and more. All at Bonner's Ferry Pupuseria in downtown Bonner's Ferry, across from the post office.
I'm Andrew Saul, Commissioner of Social Security. Beware of telephone scammers pretending to be government employees. Real Social Security employees will never threaten you. Callers threatening you with arrest or other legal action and demanding money are not from us. If you receive a call like this, hang up, do not provide them with any form of payment or information, Report the call at oig.ssa.gov.
KBFI 1450, KSPT 1400, and 97.1 FM.
Sorry to interrupt you guys, but we're back. Our final 10 minutes here in Ricky's top 10 least favorite foods. And Marcia, in the last segment, you mentioned artichokes. I am a huge fan
of artichokes,
although it is on some people's list of one of their least favorite foods. And I think it's because they don't know how to cook it correctly.
Exactly.
But it's like artichoke season right now. They're inexpensive and delicious. I ate two of them myself last weekend, and I'm doing it again this weekend.
I'm going to, too.
That's how much I love artichokes. Also, Marcia and I had pulled together our own internet list of the least favorite foods in America, and interestingly, patting myself on the back, the number one least favorite food in the United States are Brussels sprouts.
Wow.
Just wanted to share that little thing. Anyway, number seven. Thanks for asking.
Mm-hmm.
And I know just about everybody listening to this will disagree with me on this one, but I just cannot get into sushi. I mean, I've had it, you know, when I go out on a date kind of thing and eat sushi. Yeah. Like, that's all right. That's okay. Till I got the bill going, that's not $150 worth, all right. I could have just gone to the pet store and gotten some goldfish and swallowed them and spent a quarter.
Wow.
I mean, to me, it's just not like, because I know people who are passionate about, so, oh, I just love the blah, blah, blah. I go, yeah, but, you know, they don't cook it. They don't cook it. There are aspects to sushi that I like the avocado rice rolls, and I don't even mind seaweed. It's okay. But just something about the fish doesn't excite me, and I just don't think it's worth the cost. Mm. Just my opinion.
I guess you've never had great sushi.
That could be. I'm sorry, Marcia. Everything on my list, you look at me like,
yeah,
you are so stupid.
I had a layover in the Tokyo airport once, and I thought if I'm going to eat sushi, I should eat it while I'm in Tokyo for a half an hour. But I was too embarrassed to order vegetarian sushi in Tokyo, so I didn't do it.
Yeah. Probably glad you didn't have that $300 bill.
Exactly.
Vegetarian sushi.
Yeah, it's good. I mean, like you said, it's the avocado and rice and cucumber, and it's like a salad and a roll.
Marsh, I have a question. What's your number seven?
My number seven would be an overripe banana.
Oh my gosh. On my list. Spoiler alert.
If bananas have the least bit of mush anywhere, and I have a granddaughter, Fern, who's worse than me.
Mm.
I buy green bananas for her.
Me too.
We like our bananas really hard and firm. And at any given time, you'll probably find 2 dozen bananas in my freezer, because if I just see a brown spot on them, they're history.
Well, frozen bananas work, especially I've been making smoothies a lot, and I'll cut it up and then freeze it. And that's delicious.
Yeah, bananas, they're very much like avocados. You just got to get it when it's just right. It's either going to be too hard. Well, bananas aren't. If they're green, they're too hard. But when they just turn that nice yellow color and no brown yet, perfect. But just like avocados, you got to catch it on the right day.
Yeah. I don't understand the people that can buy like a bunch of bananas.
No,
like,
I'm
never eating bananas fast enough to eat the whole thing before half of them have gone bad.
I honestly, this is weird. I buy one at a time and I kind of judge it by the greenness, thinking, okay, it's Saturday. I'm going to have this in my cereal on Tuesday. It should be just right. I'm right sometimes.
It's a thing.
But good one.
Yeah, it's a very good one. My number seven, you again will probably go back to, you're not preparing them right. But I am really picky. I'm a vegetarian. I eat a ton of vegetables. I don't like overly cooked vegetable. Like cooked spinach of any kind is disgusting.
It's delicious.
If your asparagus is too wilty, you can't do it. A soft cooked carrot, it just is not the way a vegetable is supposed to take. Cooked broccoli is disgusting. It smells like armpit. I love raw broccoli. Like all the other cooked veggies, I just am way too picky about cooked vegetables. I can't do it. I like them raw.
So how do you cook the asparagus then if it's not like cooked.
You just don't overcook it. So just it's, I don't know the technical terms, but so that it's still crispy and not just like a mushy asparagus mess. It gets too stringy.
Just blanch it maybe.
Blanch it.
Explain what blanching is.
Blanching is plunging something into boiling water for just seconds. You want to have a strainer right there. Right next to it, you want to have a bowl of ice water.
Mm.
You plunge it into the hot. You take it out and plunge it into the cold.
Mm-hmm.
That retains the color. It keeps it nice and fresh and green. And then when you go to eat it, you can just put it in a saute pan. A lot of times I prepare all my vegetables that way and put them in the fridge and they'll keep forever.
Mm.
Because I also, in fact, mushy canned peas is on my list, but
yeah.
I like really crisp al dente vegetables.
Yeah.
So blanch them, plunge them, and store them.
I'll try that.
Yeah, blanch asparagus, you will love it.
Okay.
I'm having flashbacks now to a party I went 2 years ago. The first time I ever had a blanched asparagus, I was like, how did you do that?
I'll try it.
Good one. My number six is, again, Marcia, you might as well start giving me that little grin of yours because I'm sure you like it. It's horseradish. I'm not even sure what it is.
It's horseradish.
I can't do it. I'm a big meat fan, and you know, and they always say, "Oh, it's this great horseradish sauce on your steak sandwich." I'm like, "No, don't do that." What is in horseradish?
Horseradish is a root, and in fact, I dug some up once on our ranch. I put it through the grinder, then you mix it with a little vinegar.
Mm-hmm.
We had to evacuate the house for 3 days.
No, see what I mean?
The kids were crying,
like a bad fart.
It was a disaster.
It's so good though. I love
fresh horseradish root. Mm. If you get the fresh radish. And then just grate a little bit. I just couldn't even imagine a bite of steak without a little bit of horseradish on it. And there's good prepared horseradishes, too. If you can get the ones in the refrigerator section at the grocery store, they're much better than.
Okay, that's on my list, but it's one that I'm going to try. It's just for some reason, my whole life, just the smell of it was like, nope,
you
not
just wait till
my
you see the feast I'm going to have next Wednesday.
It is going to smell. I had to bring my air freshener thing in here.
Yeah.
You're number six.
My number six is Vienna sausage, canned Vienna sausage. And even though I have not eaten it for probably 40 years, my father got a case on sale once, and I couldn't find out where he was hiding those darn things. It was under his bed. And I spent the summer with him. He was a bachelor chef. No, he was not a chef. He was a bachelor.
Mm-hmm.
He put it in macaroni and cheese. He put it in scalloped potatoes. And my brother and I would try and pull them up and flick them on the floor for the dog to eat. The dog didn't even like them early.
Wow.
But I just don't even get why they put that stuff in a can.
You know, it's funny you mentioned that because we were talking about the reader, and Ben Olson, he wrote his first book, I think it was his first book, Wanderlust, and he lived off those canned Vienna sausages all throughout that book. Yeah, but yeah, I'm like you. For some reason, when I was a teenager, they seemed okay, but it was been that long, and I don't think I could get one down my throat.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Never had them.
You're number six.
My number six is very controversial. I get this a lot. What else are you wrong about when I say this out loud? I don't like a sweet-salty combination. I don't like peanut butter and jelly. I like both things separately. I don't like them together. I don't like trail mix with fruit and chocolate in it. I like nuts, and then I like chocolate and fruit. I don't like that mixed together. A sweet and salty combination just does not, it doesn't do it for me. You're not getting the good part of both. You're getting them both mushed together, and it's not good. I don't like it.
Ricky, we found something we agree on.
Wow.
I can't even have foods touch when I go to a buffet, and I when people put like a dessert thing or a sweet thing on with this.
No, it's wrong.
It's wrong.
Yeah.
You're right. It's wrong. Thank
you. Peanut butter and jelly. That's like Sonny and Cher, Ruth and Gary.
Like peanut butter and honey or peanut butter and banana. I don't like peanut butter and jelly.
That's just.
Yeah.
That's just weird.
Try peanut butter and bacon. It's so good. Oh,
no bacon. Have you had peanut butter and onion, though? That's really good.
You know what else is good is this subject. In fact, we've only gotten through our bottom five.
Yes.
So next week, Marcia's going to come back, and we're going to talk about our top 10 favorite Irish dishes because it will be St. Patrick's Day. Probably the week after that, we'll get to our top five least favorite foods. And really looking forward to that. So thanks for joining us today.
I can't wait. Thanks for having me, as always.
And tomorrow, I'm back in here. We will have our good friend Daniel Holland from Bonner General Health. We'll get an update on the vaccination clinic going on over there. Kari Sakamano from Ting is with us. And we'll meet the Bonner County Rodeo Queen, Haven Cates, will be with us as well. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later. Thank you.
97.1 K246EU, 1450 KBFI Bonners Ferry, 1400 KSPT Sandpoint, and online at NorthIdahoRadio.com.